A solar eclipse is a relatively rare phenomenon, but the European Space Agency has figured out how to make one on demand.
To see the corona, we needed to align the two spacecraft and the sun.
Andrei Zhukov at the Royal Observatory of Belgium says it took some fancy formation flying.
The two spacecraft should be aligned with a precision below millimeter.
Now the ESA has released pictures of that artificial total solar eclipse, and scientists anticipate nearly 200 over the next 2 years. As to why?
We hope to learn a lot about the physics of the solar corona close to the solar surface, to see how the solar wind is accelerated, and also to see the origin of coronal mass ejections, which can disturb the human technology when they arrive at the Earth.
I'm Ben Thomas.